to another edition of Talk of the Town on WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and with me today is Sally Adams. Welcome, Sally.
Thanks for having me.
And Sally, you're here because of your title with the town, which is?
Parks, Recreation, and Events Director for the Town of Colonial Beach.
Parks, Events...
Parks, Recreation,
Parks,
like Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
And Events, because we are a festival town.
Yeah, and there's a lot to that, isn't there?
Absolutely. Once event season starts, which is April 1st,
okay,
the official first day of our season.
That's what we consider the season?
Right. Yeah. We change our parking rules, we have more people, we have a lot of the people who own homes here start spending more time.
Dewinterizing and all that.
Yeah. Got to make sure that your pipes didn't freeze, I suppose.
A real concern this year.
It has been. Luckily, we have an amazing public works department, and they actually check in with homeowners when they think they see problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I have to say, I've been meaning to give kudos to the public works people because... they did an amazing job with this ice and snowstorm that we recently had. They cleared the streets and made them as passable as possible. I thought they did a really excellent job. I think everybody I've talked to felt the same way. And then when I went up to D.C., it was night and day. I mean, D.C. did what I consider to be a horrible job of clearing the streets. So this little town, the public works guys, they really, really... did it and did it right. And I tell you what, places like D.C. and Richmond could take a lesson from this town.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Well, I will be sure and tell them, although they could hear it on the radio.
I also told Robin Chick, and she excellent. Promised to pass it along.
Good. Well, we've got an amazing staff working for the town right now. I feel very proud to work with the staff we have. Our public works, our police department, I think they saved something like 14 dogs from slipping
freezing.
And falling off
oh, yes.
on the ice, falling into water, and we've had a couple of injuries of police officers in the line of duty saving people's dogs, which is
I read about that.
Amazing, yeah. And in addition to that, they save lives. It's incredible. And then we have new planning and zoning, new economic development. They're amazing women. I'm really, really proud to have them on the staff. I'm talking like I've hired them. I had nothing to do with hiring them. You know, I would be happy to claim that. But, you know, our town clerk, our town attorney, our town manager, our town assistant manager. I just go on and on and on. I'm so proud of everybody on staff.
And that's
human
why
resources.
And that's why you work there, right?
I do. And I forget the finance department. Oh my God, customer service and finance. They're fantastic. So you can find all about it by coming to Town Hall at 315 Douglas Avenue, where you pay your water bill.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about your job and what a wonderful job you do for the town. Dealing with all the events that are going on. And I wanted to, as we're getting into the season, I wanted to get kind of a preview from you of, you know, what the town is planning, what you are planning for the upcoming season to give people an idea of what's going to go on. I mean, we have a lot of things that happen every year, and maybe you can talk about some of those, but also I'm sure you've got a few surprises up your sleeves.
I'm trying.
So, Sally, have you got anything going on quote-unquote preseason in March?
We have quite a few things going on, and we will continue to have things going on all year long because we don't just serve the seasonal group of people. We serve the residents, but we serve anybody who wants to use anything related to Parks and Rec. And I do use the term Parks and Rec, and people often have Leslie Knope in mind from the TV show Parks and Rec. That's what it's like, right? My kids even call me Leslie Knope. But what I do is really community building. So a lot of the things I do are things that I've had people reach out to me and say, what if we had this, or could we do this? And I do my best to try and create that. So we do have a couple of workout classes going on all the time. We have workout classes at the Community Center, which is at 717 Marshall Avenue. And that is a really great space for all the things that we do, really.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So the recurring, ongoing things are things like yoga classes?
We do.
Like
we have
that?
A Hatha yoga class on Fridays at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have something called functional fitness. Our yogini Paula teaches both of those classes, and functional fitness is really what it sounds like. How can you get fit so that you can function in daily life? And they're both great classes.
So something for people who might have limited mobility, but...
Not necessarily, but no? She does adapt it. So if you can't do everything in the class, she always has adaptive measures you can take.
Okay.
So if you can't do something standing, she'll make sure that you have a chair version of an exercise. And it's the group is so committed that when the parking lot was frozen over, they were begging Paula to have the class, and she went out, and before Public Works could get there, she went out and shoveled ice, not snow, but blocks of ice, as you know,
yes,
to make sure that people could come and take the class. So there's some commitment there, not just on the teacher's part, but, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's obviously a group of students who are very committed, but anyone can join in at any time, and I encourage people to come and move their bodies. We have another way that people can move bodies on Fridays. It's actually the second Friday of the month, which is the same day that we have Sip and Stroll and Second Friday Art Walk. Second Friday Art Walk is handled by the artist community, and Sip and Stroll is managed by the town with the help of downtown Colonial Beach. But Friday mornings, Parks and Rec has what we call a coffee walk, where we stop at Colonial Buzz at 8 o'clock. You can get a cup of coffee or not, and then we take about a one-mile walk, and it's lovely. We do it rain or shine, it seems like. Debbie Stakunis is my partner in that, and she's a volunteer who is really committed to making sure people have things to do.
I was surprised to learn that those walks were still going on in January and February in this cold, nasty weather.
Yes, and I am there with my coat and hat. We do keep going, so that's been wonderful.
So that's year-round.
That's year-round.
You mentioned the Second Friday Art Walks. Obviously, those don't happen in the wintertime. When do those start back up?
We start back up. Well, actually, they have been doing the Art Walks themselves have been happening every month.
Oh, really?
Regardless. Okay. So even without the Sip and Stroll, the Art Walks happen. They're a separate entity.
Right.
And really, Sip and Stroll is an enhancement for, for the Art Walk. Sip and Strolls start in March. So the second Friday in March will be the first Sip and Stroll of the year, and they'll go all the way through December. There are only two times when we don't have a Sip and Stroll in that period from March through December, and that is the June Sip and Stroll we don't have because of the fire department parade. It's also on the second Friday.
Okay.
So that precludes people walking around with open containers of alcoholic beverages. But the other time is during Bike Fest for the same reason. We have motorcycles up and down, and we just want to keep pedestrians as safe as we can. So every other month. So that leaves us 8 months out of the year with a Sip and Stroll. And they're just.
And again, an art walk every month.
An art walk every single month.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
I think it's possible for an art walk not to happen, but it's pretty rare. So maybe once every 5 years they have a month where they don't have an art walk.
Okay. Any other ongoing every month or every week things that you want to mention?
We're getting ready to have dance classes on Friday in March, and that'll be for a couple of months on Fridays at 5 o'clock at the Community Center again, 717 Marshall Avenue. But as far as regular monthly activities, those three fitness classes plus the coffee walks. I take that back. I did add something this year. We added a second Tuesday community board game night. And they'll have a different theme every month from 6 to 8 at the Community Center. So if people want to bring their own or use one of the board games that Parks and Rec provides, that's up to them. I'm awaiting a new popcorn machine. The motor on our old one finally broke down. So
this is at the Community Center.
At the Community Center.
So if somebody wants to look for something they heard about here and jog their memory, is there a central calendar for all this stuff?
The town calendar has an events calendar, which has all of the local events, and we keep adding things, of course, so it's updated pretty regularly. We also keep a Facebook page for Parks and Rec. It's Parks and Rec Town of Colonial Beach. And you can go on there and see what's going on. And we keep it pretty well updated. So.
And then the official town website is?
Thank you for asking. It's Colonial Beach VA for Virginia, colonialbeachva.gov, G-O-V. And if they visited that, they can go to the calendar. Yeah, it'll be on that first page. And we have several calendars, so just there's a calendar that's all calendars combined. It'll have meetings and events and
town council meetings
town council
and things
meetings,
like that.
All of that. Parks and Rec Advisory Commission meetings, all of that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I would hope that what happens here is, you know, this conversation will spark somebody's interest, and then you know, they'll go back and look and say, when was that again? And go find it on the website.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing challenge because towns don't have the small town newspaper anymore that we might have had once, but we have a radio station. So I'm working on getting better at, and that's a shame on me because I have volunteered for this radio station and it's very close to my heart and I give to you monthly. So, but I will make sure that we continue to update the WWER for what's going on.
And we will be happy to publicize it.
I know you will.
The season, as we call it, for Colonial Beach starts in April.
In April, that's
and,
right.
And actually, just to remind our listeners, that's when you can't take your dogs to the beach anymore.
Right.
And you have to start paying for parking.
Correct.
And what are some of the other changes that happen as of the season?
Well, some of the restaurants change their restaurant hours and they become more robust. As we see more people coming into town, businesses are opening up and having broader hours, which is great. We love that. It's nice when it's a little bit sleepy because it gives us a chance to catch our breath.
I enjoy it.
I do too. Although this year I've been pedaling pretty hard during the off season, but in come April 1st, we start out with a couple of events that are become fast. They're special events to this town. One is the Easter egg hunt, which happens the Saturday before Easter, the day before Easter, which is the 4th. But the Easter egg hunt happens at 10 o'clock in the morning. Everybody bring your baskets and get ready to roll.
And that's on Town Hill.
That's on Town Hill, which is at the corner of Washington and Colonial Avenues. And every year we have kids come in their every kind of costume you can imagine. We have a lot of girls in dresses and hats and a lot of kids wearing their swim gear. You know, it just depends. But
Sunday best. Bunny outfits.
Yes, yes. We've had a bunny outfit from time to time. And the Easter bunny comes on a fire truck.
Okay.
Now, this is not a town-sponsored event. It is a Chamber of Commerce-sponsored event, but the town does the preparation of Town Hill. So
okay.
We make sure that the bathrooms are open and that all the garbage is taken care of and the grass is mowed and everything. So we do all the paperwork on that, make sure that happens.
Right. Well, and as you know, in your role as events manager,
right.
You know about all the events, even if they aren't being put on by the town, because people have to put in for a permit
to use
Town Hill, and so you are aware of it.
Yes. If you are having an event on town property, you do have to go through the events department, which is me. And it's a pretty long application because the application is built for large and small events. But it's worth doing because you can't do anything without it if you're on town property. Now, if you're not on town property or you're on private property, we still like to know what's going on.
Sure.
So we love it when you let us know because we can make sure that, you know, things are working as they should.
What else in April besides the Easter egg hunt?
We also, a really big event that's coming up in April is the Osprey Festival.
Oh, yes.
And that happens on Saturday, April 11th. And this year is the 8th annual Osprey Festival, I believe. And they are doing some amazing work, wildlife preservation in Virginia year-round, which is fantastic. But the Osprey Festival is one way they have to raise money for that. And it's free to go to the Osprey Festival main section on Town Hill. And I think you do pay to go to some of the special speaker events.
I'm actually going to do an interview with Joni next month.
Wonderful.
To preview what she's planning. So we'll get an in-depth preview great. Of the Osprey Festival in next month's Talk of the Town show.
Right. It's a fantastic festival, and we actually have a booth there for Parks and Rec for kids. We make kites every year because the following day on Sunday.
So that's before.
I'm sorry, April 12th. I take it back. Yeah, April 12th. From 2 to 3:30 on Town Hill is Kite Day, and that's where we invite everybody to bring their kites out. We do have extra kites if people need a kite, but if you have a kite and you're very proud of it, bring it out there and show it off. It's a great time. I have so many families come out with their kites for that, nice. And it's never without just a lot of joy for me to watch families. They help the children learn how to fly their kites. Sometimes children teach adults, mm-hmm. and that's always fun to see. But it's a marvelous, very low-key event
right.
on a Sunday afternoon.
Not a lot of prep required for that one.
No.
Just go out to the field. And
hope for some good, nice
some
light breezes.
Yeah. Excellent.
All
right, moving forward, what else you got?
Okay, so... we actually have there are a lot of little events coming up, and there's a plein air painting event through CB Creative. There's a Derby Day with Downtown Colonial Beach. We're going to bring back the drive-in movies with the golf carts like we've had in the past.
Cinema on the Green, we used to call
it. Cinema on the Green. I don't know if we could bring back the name as well. It's I think Eric may have coined that. I'm sorry, Eric Nelson may have mm-hmm. come up with that name. I'll have to ask him if I can use it.
See if it's copywritten.
I know, right? You got to be careful about that stuff. We don't want to steal anybody's thing. But that's the first one is going to be June 6th, and that will be on Town Hill, again, at the corner of Colonial and Washington Avenues. And on the stage, we'll set up a screen. We'll have speakers, and the movie, I don't know yet, but if you have some thoughts about that, I might have a little committee that helps me come up with the movies that we play, but they're always going to be family friendly.
Yeah.
So we have another movie I'm excited about Halloween because it falls on a Saturday, so we're going to have a Halloween movie this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do something that's family friendly, but no Texas Chainsaw Massacre or anything like that, but
my Halloween tradition is to watch Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks movie.
Oh, that's a wonderful movie. I love that movie. That's so great. That's a thought. And of course, you know, everybody loves Hocus Pocus, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I watch that too every year, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So Halloween Town is a Nightmare Before Christmas. Coraline, my son recommended Coraline. Mm. He loves that. So we have a lot of options. I haven't decided yet if you'd like to put in your pitch for your, you know, what you think
favorite
would be the
movie.
Perfect. Yeah. It can't necessarily be your favorite because I can't show everybody's favorite on Town Hill.
You're right.
Keep in mind the audience and the location. And if you have some thoughts about that, a lot of the ideas that I have for things that we do come from people in the community.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Starting a volleyball league, and that'll be a Thursday night thing. That's separate from the movies, of course. But we're going to try and have a beach volleyball event this summer.
Oh, okay.
So that should be a lot of fun. We do have, thanks to the Greasoviches, we have volleyball net and poles on South Beach. So, which is sort of near Castlewood. Mm-hmm. If you know where Castlewood Park is, it's down the
point.
Well,
I'm familiar with South Beach, and certainly I've seen the net.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So if you're driving around the point on the riverside, you'll see the volleyball net. It gets used occasionally, but we haven't. I don't recall us having an actual volleyball tournament there. So we're going to put something together. Nisha Thompson, who works in finance, but she also happens to be chair of the Commission for Parks and Rec. She's going to be very involved in that. So.
Okay. Yeah. And that we think that's going to happen month?
That we're looking to do in June. It looks like right now we've got it on the calendar for June 27th. We have events, a lot of 5K and 10K runs coming up through the year. Keep your eye on the Facebook account for all of that stuff because mm-hmm. we will post those. They're put on by other organizations, but again, because they happen on town property or they start on town property.
Or they block off streets.
We block off streets, right. So we provide police for those events, so we do know about them. We are bringing back the Teeny Tiny Town Hunt in August this year. And for anyone who remembers, the Teeny Tiny Town Hunt is a hunt for small symbols in Colonial Beach. Now, this is Colonial Beach's 134th year of incorporation, I believe, or at least of naming. So I'll have to look and make sure I've got my details right on that. But it is an important year for the town. So we're going to try and tie it in historically.
Okay.
So we'll have some monuments and things like that. So just be on the lookout on the town website and the Parks and Rec page. We'll have the teeny tiny town hunt, and it'll show you a picture of an item. It could be a plaque. It could be a tiny statue. And you, if you can name where that statue is for all of the different photos that we'll have, then you have the chance to win a marvelous prize.
Okay. This is a scavenger hunt of
a
sort.
It is a scavenger hunt. It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And we're kind of big on that around here, it seems like. It's a lot of fun. We have two hunt for the golden shells coming up. We have one in June, which will be, I'm sorry, we have one in July, which will be July 1st through July 10th. And we're also going to have historical images in those because it's the 250th year of Virginia. That's going to happen twice this year, the one in July, and then we'll have a holiday edition in December, December 1st through 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of little things going on, fun things to do. Waterfest, of course, will be back, as well as Potomac River Festival, which is the largest and oldest of the festivals, I think. I want to say it's the 76th year. I might have to look that one up. But it's just nonstop in the summer.
Yes.
Nonstop.
Almost every weekend there's something going on from kind of May through September.
Right, exactly. We're bringing back the townwide yard and garage sales, which happen, the first one will be in spring. That's the 30th of May. And then we have a fall townwide yard and garage sale, and that happens on September 26th.
One question. There used to be years that we would have a carnival come out to town. Are we doing that at all this year?
The carnival has, in the past, historically been in the hands of the Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary. And they have just started conversations, so I don't have any details on that yet, but...
They're working to make it happen.
We're working on it.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Okay. I can't tell you anything yet.
Okay.
We do have some other festival types of things. I mentioned Waterfest and Potomac River Festival. We also have the car shows. We have two big car shows happening on Town Hill. Of course, Father's Day car show, which happens on Father's Day. And the Rod Run to the Beach. That happens on August 15th. And that's a pretty big event. That's, I think, the most cars, you know, that you can fit on Town Hill, and they're all there. So we really pray for it not to be heavy rain right before.
Right, yeah.
It turns it into a bog, and we don't want that. Then on that same weekend of Rod Run to the Beach and Waterfest, which is the weekend of August 15th and 16th, we have World Photography Day on the 15th, and that happens at CB Creative. That's where anybody who wants to learn how to become a photographer, all the way to someone who is a professional photographer, they can come, and we have a myriad of tutorials from macro photography in the community garden to vintage portrait photography in front of Riverview Hotel, and also at Love Bites, which has a retro interior. So, and the Downtown Dolls from Fredericksburg will be there as well to model for those portraits, or you can bring your own model if you want.
Okay.
So that's going to be a wonderful day. It goes from sunrise to sunset.
Oh my.
We have these professional photographers come in and do tutorials, and they're just so great teaching people how to use their cameras. And every year I've had photographers come who are either new to photography or don't use their camera very much, and they walk away saying, that was so great.
Okay.
I'm going to do more, which has caused us to add more photography events, more casual events into the schedule. I haven't put these on the regular schedule yet, but coming up we're going to have some sunrise photo opportunities. I know Debbie Stakunis and I are working on putting together a painting with light session, which is where you take a photograph in the dark using a light stick, or you know how you have a sparkler for the July, and you
do a time release for
You leave the shutter open for a period of time,
a second or whatever,
right? While you're trying to write somebody's name with the sparkler. That's what this is. It's probably slightly more advanced than that, but I think that's going to be a very cool event.
Unusual and fun.
Right, right. And that's the thing. If I have people who are interested in something and they sent me an email, or a group of people has said, hey, why don't we do something like this, then I'll do my best to try and work something into the schedule. It may be a one-time thing, or, you know, if you want to start a group. Or...
So that begs the question, if somebody does have a brilliant idea. How should they contact you?
The best way for me to see your brilliant idea is for you to email me. And my email is sadams@colonialbeachva.gov. You can message me on Facebook. I do look at those, but I don't always catch them in a timely manner. And I do get a lot of phone calls. And I can pull information off of that. But for me, the easiest way is if you email me. That way I have it in writing. I can cut and paste.
And you can refer back to it.
Exactly.
I'm the same way.
Right.
Somebody calls me and or just has a conversation with me in, like, you know, the grocery store or whatever. 5 minutes later, I've forgotten about it.
I'm so glad to know I'm not alone in that, because I am that person. And I love talking about these things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I walk away and talk about something else.
Now you're thinking about what's for dinner because you're at the grocery store.
Right, exactly. That conversation, it disappears. Yeah. It's a shame, but so, it's the life of someone, an adult with ADD.
Yeah. So sadams@colonialbeachva.gov.
That's the
one. And again, colonialbeachva.gov is also the website you can go to.
Correct.
To find the calendar and look up all of these events. Yeah. We're running short on time. Is there anything else big that you want to get out there?
I just would love for people to come out. The whole thing that we encourage is creating community. Mm-hmm. We have had these volunteer events. We'll have two more of those, and we don't have those scheduled yet. But having people come out and meet other people interested in kite flying or playing poker. We'll have a poker night as part of our game night. Or any number of things, the Ospreys, whatever it is you do, come out, meet those people, be with your community, even if it's something that you didn't know you were interested in. I dragged a couple of people to the chocolate tasting we had yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
who doesn't love chocolate, right?
Right? And they were so excited afterwards. They stayed and talked to the chocolatier. And so even if you're not sure, you think you ought to get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, this town is great for that stuff, especially in the summertime where there's always something going on. Right. I love the idea of the game night. In fact, literally just last night, I played Risk for the first time in decades and had a blast.
Right. It's just a little slice of childhood, isn't it?
It really is.
I just love that.
It really is.
So we're going
to
have
to relearn all the rules, but
I know, but you know, that takes, you know, 15 minutes, and there's a little squabbling involved sometimes, but it's okay. We had a family who was playing Trouble last time we had community game night, and the dad was like, he was great. He was teaching him how to play, but one of the daughters was like, no, Dad, that's not how you do it. And it was so fun, but by the time it was all said and done, they had been laughing so much. And I thought, this is what it's about.
Yeah,
this is what it's about.
And by the way, that volunteer event I thought was a great success as well. I'm glad that the town is planning to do more of those.
I'm so glad you came. That's something we don't do enough of, is recognize volunteerism as a social thing.
And it is.
It is a social thing. Yeah. Volunteering is just a fun way to get out and make a difference in your community. Yeah. Just get out, discover your town. There are some wonderful, I don't know why things get kept secret, but things that people say, I didn't know we had this.
Right.
So, get out and find out.
Excellent. Sally Adams, thank you very much for coming to talk at the town.
Ted, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.